Chapter 20.1 Section Summary.
After the South's surrender, many Southerners returned to find their homes ruined and their relatives dead. Railroads and bridges were also destroyed, making travel difficult. Nevertheless, former slaves moved around, rejoining their families, starting new communities and churches, and seeking their own farmland. Soon, the U.S. government began Reconstruction, the process of reuniting the nation and rebuilding the southern states without slavery. This process began in 1865, when President Lincoln began applying his plan for Reconstruction. He wanted to offer amnesty, or a pardon for illegal acts, to Southerners who had supported the war, if they promised loyalty to the United States and accepted a ban on slavery. Lincoln also proposed that if 10% of a state's voters made this loyalty pledge, then he would allow that state to rejoin the Union. Many Republican members of Congress disagreed with Lincoln's plan. They presented a different plan called the Wade-Davis Bill. Under this bill, Southern states would have to ban slavery, and a majority of the state's white males would have to pledge their loyalty to the Union. President Lincoln would not sign this bill into law because few Southerners could fulfill its requirements. In 1865, the states ratified the 13th Amendment, which made slavery illegal in the United States. In 1865, Congress also set up the Freedmen's Bureau to help poor people in the South, black and white. The Bureau provided food and shelter to the poor, offered legal help, and set up hospitals and schools. In April 1865, President Lincoln was assassinated. Andrew Johnson became the next president and made his own plan for Reconstruction. Johnson gave amnesty to all Southerners who pledged loyalty to the Union and promised to support the abolition of slavery. He also gave amnesty to almost 7,000 wealthy Southerners and ex-Confederate officials, which shocked Republicans. In addition, Johnson set up rules for establishing new state governments in the South. By the end of 1865, all Southern states except Texas had created new state governments.